When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. It's time for our Feel Good Friday episode. We're going to have a really yummy little practice today that's going to make us sail right into the weekend. Today, as a feel-good self-care practice, I have a yoga pose in mind for you. It was a while ago that I actually shared a yoga pose on the Fridays of this show, and I'm going to share with you right now the number one pose I return to whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm stressed, when I'm tired, when I sense a need to ground, or whenever I feel back pain. We are going to practice Viparita Karani, or legs up the wall pose today. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning, and I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So how it's going to work, and listen closely because it's really simple. You're going to scooch all the way up to a wall, lie down, and then scooch your sit bones all the way up the wall so your legs are literally resting on the wall and the rest of your body, your spine, and the back of your head are resting on the floor. You can bend your knees a little bit if the backs of your legs are tight. If your lower back feels really tight, you can put a little blanket beneath your tailbone. Sometimes that feels good as well. Arms can stay down by your sides, or you can bring them into cactus arms, so just bending the elbows at 90 degree bends. And then from there, you're going to close your eyes and breathe and stay present in your body for as long as it feels good for you. So it sounds really simple, but legs up the wall pose have so many benefits for the body. It helps us to release the lower back, which also helps us align the spine and can relieve neck pain. How wild is that? Of course, everything is connected in the body, but when we're able to really ground and release the lower back in that way, it frees up tension that we might be carrying in the upper levels of the spine too. So you might be giving your cervical spine and your neck a little bit more space to relax and just be. It taps into the parasympathetic nervous system, so it really helps us to relax and unwind. If you suffer from headaches, it can be really helpful as well, and it's a really great pose to practice right before you go to bed. In terms of stretching for the body, it stretches the hamstrings and the lower back a little bit, and it can also help your digestion. So it's this one opportunity that we have to actually turn things upside down. Legs up the wall is actually an inversion. Inversions are not only headstands and handstands and advanced poses like that, but anytime that we actually have the heart higher than the head and just allowing all of that blood flow to move from the peripheral limbs, so from the legs and from the arms, into the royal organ. So it gives your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain, extra energy and support. It's one of those poses you can practice at any time of day and no matter what you're moving through in life. Just stay for as long as it feels good for you. Normally, I'll stay for 10 minutes or so because that feels great in my body. Maybe for you, 2 minutes is plenty. Take a moment this afternoon or this evening, any time of the day when you want to wind down. Grab your yoga mat or skip your yoga mat. Just scoot your butt all the way up to the wall, swing the legs up and lay back so you can give yourself a few moments of deep rest. I hope you enjoy this practice. And of course, if this one single yoga pose turns into a full yoga practice, it's so easy how just 5 minutes turns into 10 and then 15. And all of a sudden you've spent 30 minutes moving your body in ways that feel great. So if it becomes a full practice, enjoy that as well. But remember, one single pose is often good enough. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy being fully in your body today. And Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.